Next, brought to you this morning by Tallgrass Motors and by Advanced Orthopedics of Oklahoma.
Is it time to start thinking about a new car? But the thought of dealing with the large dealerships is just too intimidating, too confusing? There is an easier way. Tallgrass Motors. Tallgrass Motors doesn't play all the confusing games the large dealerships play. Tallgrass Motors has continually been voted Bartlesville's best used car dealer year after year. Go by Tallgrass Motors today and enjoy looking at over 60 used cars, trucks, and SUVs, all priced to save you money. Tallgrass Motors, Highway 75 North in Bartlesville.
It is coming. It is coming in, gee whiz, about a couple of weeks. Tina, we got the cooking extravaganza coming right down the pike.
That's right. Just a couple of weeks. It'll be 2 weeks from Tuesday, so...
Tomorrow. Yeah, that's right.
2 weeks from tomorrow.
So if you don't have tickets, you could be missing out, right?
That's right. You do want to get your tickets. Definitely get your tickets so you can be part of this. You'll get a really nice goodie bag. You'll see some local celebrity chefs. We have Tinker's Glasshouse that's going to be there. And let's back up a minute, Charlie, and let's tell everybody what it is.
Okay, what is the cooking extravaganza, Tina?
The cooking extravaganza is local celebrity chefs coming to the Bartlesville Community Center, and they are going to demonstrate how to make some of their famous dishes.
Okay.
So we're going to have a lot of fun. We're going to learn a lot. You're going to take home a really nice goodie bag, and you're going to take home a cookbook that might have some of your friends in it.
What is a great idea. Now, the celebrity chefs, they're all pictured on the poster. You can see who's coming, right?
They are pictured on the poster. They are on our website, okcookingschool.com, and you can get there from bartlesvilleradio.com. There's a link on the right side that you can click through that. You can also purchase your tickets online as well. So I'll talk about that here in a second.
Okay.
But the chefs that are coming.
Yes.
We have Dr. Tinker from Tinker's Glasshouse. He'll be there.
I have no doubt it will be tasty but healthful.
Yes. Susan Miller from Rolling Pin at Second. She moved her location. She's still in town.
Yeah.
And her treats are just as delicious on Second Street. So we have Mark Spencer from Painted Horse.
Good stuff.
Mark is phenomenal. He puts on a really good show last year. I really enjoyed his show, and the smell of his food was so yummy.
You know, Mark has had a varied career, always seemingly around the food industry one way or the other. He has been in charge of, for instance, food at Oklahoma Wesleyan. He has done catering work. Obviously, he has his restaurant downtown. It just seems natural that Mark and good food go together.
Yeah, and he's going to give away some really good door prizes, too. So I'm jealous because I would really like to win at least one of them that I know about. I'd really like it. But anyway.
The disadvantage of our jobs.
Yeah. And then we have David Varner from the Green Country Senior Living Community. And we have Jamie Dunn.
Who has done the Taste of Home cooking school for a long time. Grew up in Bartlesville, now lives in Owosso. But she, now that Taste of Home has refocused and is not doing the cooking school per se, we still get to benefit from Jamie Dunn's experience.
Yeah, and you know, we wanted to adapt it a little bit to our spin, and that's why we're adding more than one chef. And it's really entertaining. You learn a lot if you like cooking. Even if you don't like cooking, you like eating. Show up and, you know, get your swag bag full of goodies and coupons. And we also have some booth browsing. We open the doors at 5 o'clock, and you can come in and browse some booths from the local area and get some really good deals. And, you know, if you're having an event that you need some people to help out with, and, you know, come check them out, and there might be somebody there for you.
Well, I haven't looked at the list recently on who's got booths there, but I know that they are, some of them are very food-related items, but some of them are just things that go well around the house, and if I'm interested in food, I probably am interested in what they've got to show.
So, that's true.
Yeah.
The booths kind of run the gamut as to... you know, what's there to offer, and they're a little bit of everything, so there's some for everybody.
And that's a great thing, because that means that no matter whether you are, you know, a teen or family member coming with mom or big sis, or for that matter, dad, or whether you are a retiree and have been cooking or been involved in cooking for your life, we've got something for you.
That's right. We had a lot of kids come last year, and the kids were more excited about it than the parents because the kids were getting really into the cooking, and they really enjoyed it. And we actually, in our cookbook, we have a recipe submitted from a seven-year-old.
Great.
So, I mean, it doesn't matter how old, what age, it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
If you want to come, give us a chance and let us entertain you. And we usually try to be out by, 9:30 at the latest. So yeah. it's not a terribly late evening. You can still get the kids to bed on time for school. And, they might be a little bit later, but,
It's not too bad. Not too bad. But, this is something that we have done for quite a while. And we think we've gotten pretty good at it with the celebrity chefs. And now there is something I think since you said the younger crowd really got into it, then maybe they might be the best ones to pick up the VIP seating and go do some one-on-one early. We'll see how this thing all gets put together.
That's right. Now, the VIP is it's $34 for your ticket.
Mm-hmm.
And with that ticket, you get half of that back with a $15 Painted Horse gift card.
Okay.
And then you get,
get to eat Mark's good stuff.
That's right.
Yeah.
And Mark is actually going to be the one performing demonstrating the recipe that you can taste.
Okay.
So if you want that opportunity to taste that and share that one-on-one time with Mark, well, we say one-on-one, but it's about 50-1.
Yeah.
So we don't sell over 50 tickets, but we keep it a little smaller, a little bit more intimate setting to where if you have a question, then Mark can answer that for you.
And that's the nice thing about it because, Mark, I can't think of a question that he would not be able to give you a good answer for.
That's right.
Yeah.
And with that VIP, you also get the opportunity to visit the booths early. You come in at 4:30. And then about 5:30, we'll go backstage with Mark. And then you'll have that one-on-one recipe with him. And then the show starts at 6:30, and you get front seats. You get the two front row seating. So, you get a lot of value for that $34. Plus, you get half of it back with your $15 gift card. So
use that to treat yourself and or a friend to something.
That's right.
We're talking about the Taste of Home, or excuse me, the K1 Cooking Extravaganza coming up on Tuesday, two weeks from tomorrow, on Tuesday the 2nd of April. And Tina and I will have some more good information for you when we continue. Community Connection coming up in just a moment.
Announcing the new Advanced Orthopedics of Oklahoma. Two of Oklahoma's premier orthopedic experts, Central State Orthopedics and Eastern Oklahoma Orthopedic Center, EOC, have now merged to become Oklahoma's premier orthopedic healthcare expert, Advanced Orthopedics of Oklahoma, PLLC. So if you're in need of back surgery, knee or hip replacement, call the specialist at Advanced Orthopedics of Oklahoma, 918-494-9300. Advanced Orthopedics of Oklahoma now offers the best orthopedic care in the state, and I should know. It's where I had my back surgery. So whether you're in need of back surgery, hip or knee replacement, trust your happiness to Advanced Orthopedics of Oklahoma, located in the Natalie Building at 65th and Yale. Call 918-494-9300. Advanced Orthopedics of Oklahoma.
AM 1400 and 93.3 FM K1, and Tina and I are talking about the K1 Cooking Extravaganza. Old habits die hard, Tina, I'm sorry.
That's okay, Charlie. We also want to let you know where you can get the tickets. So if you're out in the community and you want to stop by any of these places, you're welcome to do so. You can purchase your tickets there, or you can come by the station here and we can help you out. Now, if you want VIP tickets, you do need to come to the station. Or if you want groups, if there's groups of 10 or more, then you do get a discount. So if you're interested in that, give me a call here at the station as well. And you can get your tickets at Food Pyramid.
Mm-hmm.
They're $10 at these locations, Charlie.
Okay.
Food Pyramid, Cliffs Flooring and Windows, or the Prairie Cottage in Pawhuska. You can get them here at the station, or you can get them at our sister stations in Coffeyville at KGDF Studios, and that's right there on 8th Street. So
if you live in Nowata, you can choose which is the closer drive for you.
That's right. That's right. If you're in Coffeyville or Independence or what have you, you're welcome to stop by there, and Miss Denise can help you out with that.
Mm-hmm.
They are $11 at online, and you can you can get there again from our BartlesvilleRadio.com. There's a link on the right side,
okay,
or the OKCookingSchool.com. You can get there either way, and it does have some click-through buttons that tells you to buy tickets here. So it's a really easy process. Or you can get them at the Bartlesville Community Center. They're a little bit... They do have a charge down there. It's $14
charge. Basically, they don't work for free. So.
That's right. And, you know, we want to support them all we can. It's a beautiful building. They do a great service for the community. So, you know, that extra $3, you know, $3, $4
in
the grand scheme of life, you know.
Now, seating is general admission, which is why we talk about doors open at this time and booth browsing from here to here. But, you know, you can always get in the door and grab that goodie bag and go reserve your chair and then come back and browse to your heart's content.
Yep. We do have a nice little program that you can write your name on it and fold it across your seat and save your seat for when you come back in. And but we're at the community center. There's not a bad seat in the house. There really isn't. So it's a wonderful facility, and we enjoy having it over there, and we enjoy them, you know, working with us, getting us in there. So
wait a minute. Somebody's going to say, well, I'm coming right from work. I need to eat somewhere along the line first.
That's right. We do have some concessions from Dink's Pit Barbecue and from Susan Miller from Rolling Pin at Second. So we have plenty of options for you to have some snack, some dinner before you go in to watch the show. And you'll probably get hungry again.
That's what intermission is for.
The smells, oh, they're so wonderful. We have such a good turnout, and we really would like you guys to come and share this event with us. And, you know, we have all kinds of different sponsors, Charlie. We have Bartnett IP and Cliff's Flooring and Windows. They are going to put up our table and our display there like they've done for several years, mm-hmm, to where, you know, they set the scene of a nice dining room for Tammy and Dory so they can chat and feel some commentary there. So
as the different chefs come in and get set up, or even in between dishes on the same chef, there's a little bit of, you know, transition time to make things ready to go.
Yes, they always give away those fabulous door prizes.
That's the nice thing about it. Yeah.
We have those 20 bags from the food pyramid again, and that's 20 bags of groceries. And they're full of all different kinds of things, and we have all kinds of different trips from Branson and from, you know, Texas. We have some different things from Texas coming as well, and we have, gosh, there's just so much that goes on in this activity that, you know, in this event that we just have a really good time, and, you know, there's a lot of chances for you to walk away with a lot of really good stuff.
Well, first of all, 50 bags of groceries out of, I'm sorry, it was two bags.
20.
Did I say,
That's
a
okay.
bunch of bags of groceries to be, so well, there's 20 people that are going to walk away with something. Many times the chefs will share their creation with somebody, say, here, take this home.
Yes.
Yeah,
yes.
So you get a good meal out of the deal, even if you eat it in the parking lot.
Well, yeah. Now, I tell you, last year that salmon that Mark made, I would have ate it in the parking lot. It smelled so good.
Oh, yeah, well.
So good. But, you know, we do have all different kinds of booths that you can browse as well. Frida's, and I'm going to butcher the name, and I apologize, but Cocina Mexicana.
Okay.
She is coming to the booths as well. The Pampered Chef, Charlene Dew and Becky Tepper. West Lawn Care will be there again. Tupperware by Christy Stewart. She's going to be there. Swimmin' Holes. I know I need to talk to them because, you know, it's about that time, Charlie. Start
it
opening
is.
That pool,
there
and I'm excited.
Okay. Of course, they could also talk to you about a big green egg, too, if they, you know, either
way. That's true. Yeah. That's true. Moxie on Second will be back again. Mm-hmm. And Access Medical, Wendell's Rock and Jewelry. Like we said, Dink's Pit Barbecue will be there with delicious food, like always. They're so tasty. Sweet and Scentsy will be there with Donna Sweeten. Med Club Bartlesville will be there. The Coffeeville 150th Anniversary Visit Coffeeville booth will be there.
Sesquicentennial is always a fun word to say.
I'll let you say it. As tongue-tied as I've been today, it's probably not a good idea for me to try that.
The town I grew up in had theirs back in about 75, so it was a term I learned a long time ago.
I am from Coffeeville, so I think it's kind of neat that, you know, it's 150 years.
It is great.
Yeah. So, but we have all kinds of different things, you know, get your tickets. And if you want those VIPs, give me a call at 918-336-1001. Or if you have groups of 10 or more, you know, you can give me a call there and we'll get you a discount on those. So, you know, if you have a church group or you have just a group of friends that want to show up or
give us a call,
918-336-1400,
and we'll let you go buy tickets. That's the Community Connection on K1.
Sean Carey. Governor Kevin Stitt's plan to separate himself from his business interests gets a green light from Attorney General Mike Hunter.